Hello, I'm Pastor Scott Seeke from Amazing Grace Lutheran Church in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Thank you for downloading this week's sermon. Please visit tisgrace.org to learn more about our church. Enjoy. That's kind of a normal thing for me. You know, a couple people every week are kind of like, you know, you just don't look very good. But this was even more than usual. And it's because I was not well. And one person, when Pam, who works as a nurse, said you don't look well, I was like, oh boy, that's bad. You don't want a nurse telling you that you don't look good. So I went home, and then I went to the urgent care, where I got myself an IV, because I was kind of in bad shape. So that was tons of fun. I was dehydrated, so I had been sick, by the way. I don't know if you knew that part. But I'm all better now. But that's why I didn't touch the bread last week. That's why I didn't shake your hands during the peace, because I didn't want anybody to get what I had. That was bad. You're welcome. So that's the deal there. But yeah, so I was dehydrated. So she tried the one, and that didn't go, which was not so fun. So it took her a little while, and she finally got one going. So, you know, she just used the back of my hand, and I'm kind of sitting there. My wife said that I looked like I was inflating, which was kind of funny. So they get the IV going, right? Literally, like, they just started the thing dripping. And my wife's phone rings. And she's sitting, like, right next to me. Turns out that the cat, the genius, brilliant, intelligent cat, had seen fit to go and get himself bitten by a copperhead. Yeah. So he's a big cat, right? He's, like, 15 pounds. But his paw is, like, the size of a feather duster. You know what I mean? It's, like, huge. So she's like, husband, cat. She chose the cat. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. So, yeah, I'm like, look, I'm not. She's like, you're not going anywhere. I'm like, that's true, I guess. So it turns out that when she brought the cat there to the little cat ER, you know, and by the way, I'm very curious to know which Bill is more. You know, the cat or me.
The cat.
And probably going to be the cat. And I already talked last week about how the savings account wasn't doing so hot because of the stupid car. So, but it turns out that one of the things that happens when you get a snake bite, this is my first experience. Maybe some of you have experience with snake bites. I don't know. This was my first time. One of the things that happens with a snake bite is dehydration, which means my cat and I are getting an IV at the same time. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. You know what I mean? And I can't. I saw the bill for the cat, and it didn't have a comma in it, but one more IV bag and it would have. It was up there, man. I couldn't believe it. 15 pounds. You do the math per pound, and it's a ridiculous amount of money. So, and then, you know, my thing, we haven't seen the bill for that. I don't know how much it's going to be. Like I said, I mentioned the savings account, not real healthy lately. So I go home, and Monday rolls around. And Monday, you know, I don't know if you're keeping score, but Monday was the 1st of August, right? So, bill day, right? That's the day that I pay the bills. Pay the bills the 1st and the 15th. And I don't know why. I'm the one that pays the bills. I'm the one that physically sits down at the computer, because why would you write checks, right? And pays the bills. It's my wife comes up to me afterwards. I paid the bills. I just did what I thought I always do. I just thought I sat down and paid the bills. And she's in the kitchen making me soup. And I get done, and I walk out of the office. And she goes, that was quiet. I said, really? She said, yeah, because you see, when I pay bills, it's kind of like when the dad in A Christmas Story goes to fix the furnace. the furnace breaks in A Christmas Story and the smoke's pouring out, and he goes downstairs, he's like, he sounds like Yosemite Sam. That's what it's like when I pay bills. I get a bill, I'm like, oh, geez, why did we pay that much for the... And then, oh, that was that, you know. That's what it's like when I'm paying bills. This time it was quiet. I thought about that for a minute, and I was like, why is that? And I think that the answer is that, to be honest, it's kind of hard to worry about a few bucks when you haven't eaten a solid meal in a week. And that was where I was. It was Monday, and I had not been able to keep any food in my belly since the previous Tuesday. It's hard to worry about a few bucks when, you know, your cat was on an IV. It's funny how moments like that always tend to kind of put things in perspective. You know, when you get that phone call that you really didn't want to get, and it just changes and makes all the little things that we worry about in life just seem less important. And then, I don't know about you, but I always find myself in moments like that when I realize it and catch myself going, well, why can't I be like that all the time? I mean, why can't I have my priorities straight when things are just normal? Well, that's what Jesus is calling us to today. In this passage, he's giving us a chance, maybe, an opportunity to take a look at our life and the things that we do and the choices we make and the way we spend our money and the way we spend our time, and to say, is this really what I should be doing? Is this how God is calling me to live? Is this what makes for a happy life? I mean, these resets, these moments, they don't happen all the time. And normally, they happen in bad moments. I mean, Jesus describes it. He says it's like a thief breaking into someone's house. That's what it's like when the Lord comes. Do you want a thief breaking into your house? No. It's happened. It's not so fun. It's not like you have warning in advance where you're like, oh, well, you know, the thief's going to be here at 2 o'clock. I better clean. I better put away all my stuff. No, when a thief breaks into your house, you're like, I can't believe I left that out. You know, I could have just put it in a drawer and they never would have known. God provides us today with the chance to look at life and maybe do things differently. Maybe make our actions match our priorities. Maybe not worry so much about the little stuff. I mean, he says don't worry about your stuff. Right? He says, don't worry about your stuff. In fact, why don't you get rid of it? Just sell it. Sell it all. You'll be all right. It's Jesus talking, remember? Like, so if he says you're going to be all right, you're going to be all right, right? So just sell it all. Just get rid of it. I wonder if when he said that, if he like stood around and watched to see if anybody actually went and sold it all. You know, I wonder if that was really where he was going with it. I certainly don't expect you to go home and sell everything that you have. I mean, if you do, let me know, because I really want to know what happens. But I don't quite think so. But I'm going to guess that when you go home, you're going to start looking through your cabinets. You're not going to be able to find stuff because there's too much stuff in your cabinets. Or you're going to go home and look through your drawers. You're not going to be able to find what you're looking for. Or you're going to go out to the garage. You're going to be trying to find something and be like, I can't find it. It's too much stuff here. I'm going to guess you got too much stuff. I have decided that I'm going to spend the next 42 years of my life, should I get them, getting rid of everything that I've accumulated in the first 42. Because most of it, I don't use anyway. Do I really need to keep that flyer or what do you call the things you get at sporting games? The program for the Calgary Flames-Pittsburgh Penguins game that I went to in 1998? I don't think so. We got all this stuff. You can hold on to it. You can stress out about it. You can worry about that scratch on the table. Or you can just get rid of it. And if you got rid of it, you know what? You'd probably be okay. You'd probably be just fine. Because that's not the source of your security anyway. Jesus is offering us a chance to look at how we care for our stuff and to ask ourselves, should I care about it that much? And if not, to make changes. And the same thing with our time. The same thing with how we spend our days. Is life meaningful? Is it satisfying? Do you wake up every day and think, I'm excited. I want to be doing the things I'm doing today. Or do you look at your calendar and go, have to. Because if it's have to, maybe you're not doing the right stuff. Or, you know, maybe you're just like me and sometimes you get sucked into, you know, marathons of America's Worst Chef. That happens. I get it. But maybe a little less of that. And a little more, I don't know, talking to the kids. A little more talking to your spouse. A little more serving others. A little more checking in on the neighbors. A little more prayer, a little more Bible reading, a little more of the things that matter. I don't know what you need in your life. People come to me for advice all the time, and I'm like, sometimes I can give you an answer, and a lot of times I just don't know what you do on a Tuesday afternoon when I'm not there. I just don't know. But I do know that all of us can have better lives. And God is calling all of us to a better life today, and better comes from different. Same is not better. Same is the same. See what I did there? It's logic. Gotta be different if it's going to be better. So how is God calling you to change your life, to change how you prioritize your time, your talent, your treasure? I don't know the answer, but I know that I can do better. I learned that while I was getting an IV and while my cat was getting an IV. I learned that. I wish I could have skipped both, frankly, and I really wish I could skip paying for both, but I can't. So I'm going to take this opportunity, and I hope that you too can learn from the tale of two IVs and have an opportunity to live a better life the way God is calling you. God loves you. So do I. Amen.